Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Let me go to Joanna just in relation to minding children. Joanna, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Joanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Joanna. Oh, is it Joanna or Joanna?
It's Joanne. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Joanne.
You're grand.
You're grand. So the mother wants to charge her for the nine-month-old baby to mind the baby when she goes back to work. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
100%. And to be honest, my mother minds my kids.
Okay.
Who's their grandmother. And not only does she get paid weekly, she gets paid weekly whether the kids are there or not. And she also gets paid when I'm on holidays, because I and my husband both get holiday pay.
Okay, so she's on a retainer.
Well, no, but like if I'm getting paid for my holidays, why can't my mother?
Okay, fair enough. And yeah, when you say you pay her, like I don't know exactly how much you give her, but is it a reasonable amount of money? Would it be a lot less than childcare costs?
It would be probably less than what we pay for at the creche.
Yeah.
But we have it set up in a way, like this week now, my husband has COVID and I'm working. So he's at home, but my mother still would get paid for the week.
All right.
Even though she's not there, because that is her little salary. And why wouldn't she get paid? If I rang sick from work to work in the morning, I would get paid.
And what do you say to people who say, oh, for God's sake, her poor daughter is pinned to the collar. She's paying for another child in childcare. She can't afford the childcare for this child. She's pinned to the collar. You think the mother would do her a favour? After all, it is her own grandchild.
Yes, but it's the mother's time. And like if I sent my daughter, who's 15, to babysit for a neighbour, they would give her 20 euros for the night.
Mm.
So to be fair, there has to be something to be given to the mother, because it's her time and it's her retirement years. And I think it's only fair that the grandparents would get something.
Do they have an do grannies and granddads have an obligation to look after their grandkids in any shape or form?
They absolutely do, and I agree with that. And there's nights we've gone away for a night and my mother would look after the kids, but we wouldn't give her anything extra for that night. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because she just wants to do it.
But I depend on my mother and my husband, both of us, depend on my mother to look after the kids. And sometimes we have to ring her and she used to cancel her plans if I had to go into work on a day that I was off, planned off.
Yeah.
And she accommodate that. So I think it's only fair that the grandparents or the grandmother should get something. Not to the same amount as a creche, because that's different. But I do believe, and I strongly believe, that grandparents should get something.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Chelsea as well. Chelsea on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Chelsea?
Hi, all good. You?
Good. You think the grandmother's being unreasonable?
But no, I don't think she is.
Oh, you don't think she is? Okay. Sorry.
No.
The mother, you believe the mother is being unreasonable?
Yeah.
All right. In what respect? It is her mother and the child's grandparent.
Yeah, but like I agreed with a lot of what Joanne had to say, but I don't think she does have an obligation to look after them. And the daughter needs to kind of appreciate the fact that the mother raised her children. This is her time now, so... You know, it's kind of a choice for her now. She's not obliged to look after them.
I know, but she could have just asked her to give her a dig out because she's no money.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. But no doubt she's not paying half as much as she would in a creche.
Yeah, but she can't. But she. This is the point she's making. She has two kids. I don't know why she had a second one. She couldn't afford it. But anyway, she has.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. Why is she still having them?
I often wonder why people are having children when they can't afford them. Anyway, the three-year-old is in childcare. And she said they're literally pinned to the collar. They can't even afford that, but they're paying it. And she just can't afford another penny for the 9-month-old, but she has to go back to work.
Yeah, but she has to realise a lot of the work that goes into having a 9-month-old.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Whether it's 5 hours a day or 10 hours a day.
Yeah. I'm assuming she'll pay for nappies and food and things like that, but...
Yeah, of course, yeah. But my mum also minds my kid. I actually work in a creche. So the money there is... atrocious what you pay.
I heard.
And my mum minds my baby when I'm working, and I absolutely do pay her.
Okay.
She doesn't look for a whole lot, but I do pay her because I feel she needs to be.
So it's just to give her something for doing it.
Yeah, of course. She's taking up hours out of her day to mind her.
Yeah, so she doesn't have that freedom and independence that she used to have. She, in other words, she has to think of your child every time she thinks of going somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Like, I would start to work. I have to drop her down at 7 in the morning. Like, my mum doesn't need to be up at that time, but she gets up because I'm in work.
Right. Yeah, well, I think about it like that. Yeah, she could be having an old lie-in.
Exactly, yeah.
But she can't because you're knocking on the door with the child at 7 o'clock in the morning. And how old is your child?
She's...
Okay. All right, okay. And that must be difficult for you then, I suppose, because, as you mentioned already, you know, the pay working in a crash is not great these days. Unfortunately, it should be a lot better, mind you. But it's getting better, by the way. It's in most places, it's just above minimum wage.
Yeah, yeah. Which is but that's what I'm saying. Even the fees that the parents pay is ridiculous as well. So she's kind of blessed on that behalf that she doesn't have to pay that and that she can still go to work.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, the cost of childcare in Ireland is so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, considering the staff are paid so little.
Exactly.
I know a lot of the money is swallowed up with insurance costs and all sorts of things as well. You know, there is a huge amount of costs involved in running a creche.
Yeah.
But it's saying that still, you know what I mean? Being paid as well.
Anyway,
you have to one in it
though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Stay there a second, Chelsea. Barbara, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Niall. Grant.
How are you, Barbara? Now, you heard Chelsea. Her mother, this woman with the child, is being unreasonable, not wanting to pay the grandmother.
Of course she is. My ma mind all hours. My ma gave up a stall of mostry to mind all hours because of the decision she made. Because she wouldn't let us hand our kids over to strangers, but we wouldn't hand our kids over to her without taking a weekly wage. Yeah. And we did.
She's all paid her.
We did. Me and my sister. My sister had 6 kids and I had 2. And like, she was feeding them. I mean, she was practically wearing them. So it's a full-time job. I mean, it's like, in the other hand, like, she just, there are days where it was so tiresome for her that I would say, listen, I won't go into work today. I'll give you a break. And she'd say, no. But then, like, you take the kids and she'd be ringing, are they all right? You know?
Yeah.
You can't. But yeah, no, we wouldn't have. And it is a full-time job.
I know it is.
I was so blessed that we were able to get that.
Hang on, both of you have said the same line, right? And somebody did text in about that, saying it's a full-time job. And I'm not disagreeing with you, right? But there are people who say, well, hold on for a second. It's your grandchild. It's not a job.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege.
I'm a grandmother, Niall. Yeah. And from day one, I said it to my son. I mean, I love her to bits. I will spend time with her, but I won't be a glorified babysitter. And that's the way it still is. My time is my time. If you get to a certain stage of your life, why would you want to tie yourself down to raising more kids? Because that's what you're doing. A grandmother is there, like, she'll do the odd thing for you. She's not there to raise a child for you. She's done it.
Yeah, but if one of your children came to you and said, listen, I'm about to get a new job and I really need someone to look after the baby 5 hours every day.
It would be a no-no because I work anyway. So it would be a no-no.
Well, of course
but even
you work,
in that case, I wouldn't give up my time.
I'd
help out if I had the time, you know.
Mm.
But it's like everything else.
Would you expect to be paid?
Yes, I would. If it was going to be like that woman, fair play to her for asking. You're doing 5 hours a day, every day of the week. And then again, some people are taken for granted. I've seen a lot of grandparents out there and they've no time to themselves. And they're
Josie has just sent in text. She says, hi, Niall, I can't come on the air as I mind grandchildren, right? And she says, and don't take a penny off them as I love spending time with them.
The spending time with them and just rearing them, they're two different things because you are practically rearing them. Because half the time when the parents come home to collect their kids, the kids are fed, watered, all they have to do is put them to bed. That's how, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but she... Babs... She knows her daughter has no money. You know what I mean?
Well, Niall, at the end of the day, I was on a minimum wage. And back then, you got family income supplement. And what I did was, I lived on my wages and I gave my ma the family income supplement. And that's the way I walked around. There are ways around things. I didn't have holidays. I didn't have new clothes every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I prefer, and even when, like that girl said, when holidays, I still paid me ma, because she deserved that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because, like, at the end of the day, I used to be so grateful, but it is practically raising your kids for you, because most people that come home, all they have to do is spend an hour and then throw them to bed. And that's not raising your child. And if that's every day of the week. So, no, it's a work in progress. For a grandmother to mind a child for nothing, that's okay. I have to go into town and we watch her for an hour. That's what a grandmother should be doing.
Let me just read out some of the text here. That woman is selfish not to value her mother's time. Maybe she's tighter than two coats of paint to not want to pay her mother. Never heard that before. Her children are her responsibility. She should just suck it up, says Jude.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think anyone that thinks it's not a full-time job and expects it to be done for nothing, that's really taking advantage of a person. This woman would be a lot older than her. She should be young enough to rear her own children. And if she can't afford to have them minded in creches, they shouldn't be put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she should be grateful. I couldn't afford. I was always on a small wage. And my mum wouldn't have let me give a book anyway, you know, because old school is old school, you know.
Well, we'll stay there. Let me go to another Joanna. Joanna, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Joanna?
Hey, Niall. I actually agree with all the ladies, to be honest with you.
Right.
I think a granny should be a granny. You spoil them, you babysit for them now and again.
Yeah.
And, you know, you bring them out to the park, buy them an ice cream, give them all their sweets and all that.
And then give them back.
And give them back, yes. You don't take advantage of your mother when she's, like, a lot older than you and doesn't have the energy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, my ma, for example, my ma is 16.
Well, when you say, well, hang on, when you say she doesn't have the energy, a lot of grannies, like, Barbara's a granny. She's not an L one, you know what I mean?
She probably feel kind of obliged. And you
she's not finished. Barbara's still got plenty of life in her.
You know, I do, but the only thing she's not my child to rear.
Yeah, exactly. You're, the granny is supposed to be the granny. You know what I mean? And give all the things don't give him that. And the granny goes, "Hey, Dad, don't tell your ma." You know,
yeah, go on, Barbara.
I felt so sorry for me, ma. But this is what she wanted to do. And I always said it to myself, I wouldn't be going down that road for no one because I know what it's
sorry
like.
For you as well. You know what I mean? Looking at you going out to work and
well,
all
my
that.
Well, the thing is, my ma was the type of person was she wouldn't allow her grandchildren to go to strangers. And she didn't even ask for money. We lay down the line. This is
the
job. You will be
place.
Paid for it. And
that's
she was paid
right
holidays. And she was, and you know what? And we even contributed to the house long after she was dead.
You know,
because
some
there was other people there.
Well, hang on. Let's have a quick listen to this voice out here, by the way. Just hang on.
Well, a packet of condoms costs what? Maybe €10.
A packet of condoms.
A pack of what? Five?
Five.
I doubt she's having sex 5 nights a week. She should have bought a packet of condoms and not had a second child.
Oh.
Then she wouldn't be dealing with this.
Oh. Right.
So. And probably the reason the kid is not going into daycare anyway, even if they had it, is because they won't take them at 9 months.
Well, in fairness, she's got a point. I mean, if she does say that they were already pinned to the collar having the 3-year-old in the creche.
But the grandmother is probably paying and feeding that child all day and everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the child is being dropped in at, say, 7 in the morning, they're getting their breakfast, their lunch, their dinner, their tea properly. And then as well as that, the granny is probably doing the school run, picking them up, dropping them home. And if she's driving a car, that's petrol too.
I'd say the 3-year-old might be a handful because a lot of people have texted in and said, clever idea, right? Why not take the 3-year-old out of childcare, give the two of them to the granny and give the granny the money you were given to the childcare, right? But here's the thing. If they haven't even thought of that, which I'm assuming they must have, the 3-year-old must be a bit of a handful.
Oh, I would say so. And when they're 3 years of age, it's probably better to be mixing at that stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, unless it's different when you're a mother and you're not in work and you can meet up and you can have parent day, your kids can meet each other, and a lot of communities have this. But with grandparents, like, they're an older person and they've a lot of advice and a lot of love to give, but it's no. Straight away, I hope that woman is listening, you say no. If you're not being paid for that job, you do not.
There's loads of grannies all over the country, Barbara, who are doing it for free. You know that,
don't
you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
are they fools, like?
Oh, I wouldn't say they're fools. They should probably have nothing else going on in their life.
Ah, God.
And that's what I think, because they're probably just at home all day anyway. And there are a lot of people. But like that too, no, I wouldn't be going down
that
road.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me go to Bernie as well. Bernie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Bernie?
Hey, Noel, how are you?
Good. You believe it's not fair to ask for money?
Personally, personally, from my own personal experience, no, I don't. I think it's just not the right thing to do. I mean, I was in quite a similar situation back in the UK. Both my and my husband worked full-time, and we worked shift work, and my mother-in-law kindly offered to look after our two boys. They were school age.
Yeah.
And I did offer, actually, to give her my family allowance, and she said no.
Yeah. So that was the children's allowance, you offered to give her that, yeah.
I did offer to pay that, and thankfully, I mean, she said no. If she'd have said yes, I probably would have thought, oh, you know, to be honest, I personally think it would make the relationship between myself, my mother-in-law, whoever it is,
yeah,
quite awkward, because, you know, you've got to draw the line when you're in...
Yeah, you've got to become her employer rather than...
It just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, I would appreciate a bunch of flowers or something, you know, a gift now and again. That's all I would expect.
Barbara, that's not a bad point Bernie is making. It does change the dynamic of the relationship between you and your mother if you're to mind your kids.
No, it didn't. And it was me ma didn't ask for the money. It was said long before, once we realised, especially when the kids came along.
But your ma didn't ask for the money. There's the difference.
No, she didn't.
This woman is asking for the money. She's saying, I'm not minding your child unless you pay me.
My ma said no as well, and we said no, right, we go somewhere else. You know, because there was no way we were leaving the kids there for nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, they weren't there at all. But together, I mean, they started, but there was a hell of a lot. At one stage, she had three kids and nappies.
Yeah.
My sister had six, and I only had two. But at the end of the day...
But what I'm getting from Bernie is that... Not that's your obligation to mind your grandchildren, but, you know, when you know your daughter or your son is in a spot of bother financially and they need your help, that you should be there to help them. Is that what you're saying, Bernie? Yeah.
I am saying that, yeah. I think, you know, you've got to be... you know, you don't want to take the mickey and put too much pressure on your mother.
Well, every time a child comes along, finance changes. You know, and I say the first thing that girl thought when she realised she was pregnant probably didn't even happen on purpose. It was probably an accident. And I say the first thing in my head was, how can we afford it?
I never understand that word accident, by the way, but
you know what I mean? It probably wasn't planned.
I fell on top of her.
A lot of kids are planned today. Mine weren't planned.
My point as well, that I think it does, as Niall says, it makes it awkward. It could make it awkward and change the dynamic. And if there's other family members as well, and they want their children looked after, and they're not getting, you know, they're not asking for payment, it just could cause potential relationship issues down the line.
Have a listen to this message here somebody sent in. Hang on.
Hi, Niall.
How are you?
From a granddad's point of view, with no granny in the relationships, I'd gladly take my grandson for a couple of hours every day. But if I was to do it on every day basis, I feel it'd be my daughter's decision to offer me a few bob. I shouldn't have to ask for it.
Is that fair, Bernie?
I think he's right. You know, it's one thing a couple of hours doing the granny and granddad time, going to do a bit of shopping or whatever, and the day is not great out. But when you're doing this every day of the week, that's not just popping into granny.
Okay, well, let me say, Bernie, the grandfather said there that he feels that the onus is on the child, the daughter or the son, to offer them the money. They should.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable thing to do, to offer some money. But, you know, you have to negotiate, don't you?
Mm. It shouldn't be like a wage, so to speak.
That agreement. That's why I think if you don't have that upfront discussion about, like, this is how this is going to work, then down the line it's going to cause problems.
All right, listen, on that note, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Listen, just one or two more voice notes just before we head off to our competition.
Hi, just getting in on that conversation.
Yep.
I think it's a bit much rich now, people saying, oh no, wouldn't sit comfortable offering the mother-in-law her child allowance, and if she'd have said yes, she'd have been annoyed. We're not, grannies aren't, you know, built-in babysitters. I personally wouldn't do it for nothing. I'd expect something, even put something in your account every month. Because you're at home and you're not, doesn't mean you don't have a life. You know?
Yeah.
I just think you should really, because imagine how much they'd be paying if they had to put the kids in a creche. So if they put a couple of hundred a month into the grandparents' account, that they could have a holiday or two a year, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would.
Rather than they'd be paying 600 or 700 a week. Mm-hmm. People need to get a grip of themselves. Take care. Bye.
Bye. People do need to get a grip of themselves.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.